Rich Coles. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Old Crone. Badger is a bit under the weather this week and lost his voice, so we've buried him alive while he recovers. In the meantime, here is episode 224 of the Big Scary News. We start off with an update from Transworld. Back by popular demand, it's Casino Night, Friday, March 18th, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Landmark Ballroom in the Marriott Hotel. Join us for a night full of fun and high roller competition in the world's largest inflatable casino. No gambling experience is required. All participants will experience life as a high roller for the evening. Come play poker, blackjack, slots, craps, roulette, the money wheel, and the mega horse race derby. Win prizes, listen to DJ Psych Jam from the Basement of the Dead, and enjoy light appetizers served from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Crunchy chicken pot stickers, toasted cheese ravioli, and mini beef empanadas, and a cash bar. This exciting event is limited to 500 people, so sign up early. There's no additional cost to play games. Brought to you by Mega Entertainment and sponsored by Granite Insurance. Get more info and register at www.haashow.com. We have this from the Spooky Bottom Haunted Trail in Seagroves, North Carolina. We are excited to introduce Spooky Bottom Jelly Ball as a new addition to our forever growing business. What is Jelly Ball, you ask? Jelly Ball is an ultra-low impact sport suitable for kids ages 5 and up. The Jelly Blaster shoots beads like Orbeez that bounce off or disintegrate. Absolutely no mess or pain, unlike paintballs. Perfect for birthday parties and team building events. We are offering on-site and off-site parties. That's right. Want to host a birthday party on your own property? No problem. We will be there. Or leave things up to us and have a party at Spooky Bottom. Send us a message to book a party or learn more about Jelly Ball and our special pricing. Get more info at facebook.com/spookybottom. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. Days of the Dead Atlanta, we have a special treat for you. Saturday, February 26th at 10:30 p.m., we have Hardwired, a tribute to Metallica, playing in our Capitol Ballroom. The show is free to all Day of the Dead pass holders. Check out Hardwired, a tribute to Metallica at facebook.com/HardwiredMetallicaTributeBand. Days of the Dead returns to Atlanta for 3 days of celebrities, special events, movies, parties, memorabilia vendors, and more. February 25th through 27th. Buy tickets and get more info at daysofthedead.com. We also have this update from the Texas Frightmare Weekend coming to Dallas, Texas. With a brand new Scream movie in theaters, it seems appropriate to announce that Skeet Ulrich is attending Texas Frightmare Weekend. Skeet is known as Billy in the Wes Craven slasher classic Scream. He has also starred in The Craft, Riverdale, and more. Ulrich will be meeting fans all 3 days, April 29th through May 1st. Tickets and more info available now at www.texasfrightmareweekend.com. an update to the New Jersey Horror Con and Film Festival coming to Atlantic City, New Jersey. Whit Hertford is coming to New Jersey Horror Con on April 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2022. Whit Hertford is most known for his appearance in A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child, as Jacob Johnson, as well as Steven Spielberg's Jurassic Park. He was also seen in The Addams Family as Little Tully and Full House as Walter. Other projects include Poltergeist 2, The Other Side, Taking Care of Business, The Twilight Zone, Mr. Belvedere, Empty Nest, The Munsters Today, How I Met Your Mother, Glee, and Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Don't miss your chance to meet Whit Hertford this April 8th, 9th, 10th, 2022 at the Showboat Hotel, Atlantic City. Get more info and tickets at www.njhorrorcon.com or follow them on Instagram and Facebook. An update on a remake of Stephen King's Salem's Lot. Via www.ihorror.com, Stephen King's Salem's Lot is a release that we can totally get behind the idea of a remake on. The 1979 adaptation was a television event that left out large portions of the book in the film. Not to mention the book is a bloody affair, and unfortunately the ratings didn't allow for that. So Gary Dauberman's upcoming adaptation is a rare case of a remake that can improve drastically on the original. In the 1979 adaptation, Reggie Nalder brought big bad vampire Kurt Barlow to life. The Nosferatu-inspired vampire cut a terrifying silhouette and made the film a memorable experience. Nalder was fantastic in the role. This time around, the remarkable William Sadler will take on the role of Barlow. We are expecting fantastic things with Sadler in the role. It will be exciting to see how Sadler compares to Nalder. Salem's Lot has a great cast that includes Lewis Pullman, William Sadler, Bill Camp, Spencer Treat Clark, John Benjamin Hickley, Mackenzie Lee, Alfred Woodward, and more. We can't wait to see what Dauberman's adaptation has in store. We will see it when it arrives in theaters beginning September 9th. An update from the Motor City Legacy Horror Convention and Film Festival coming to Romulus, Michigan. Announcing Motor City's Legacy Special Effects Makeup Challenge. Are you ready to put your skills and talents to the test? Artists will have 1 hour to come up with the absolute best creation they can with what they are given. They are allowed to use one item from their own kit and must bring their own human model. Everything else will be in a mystery box supplied by Motor City Legacy. Each box will contain a mystery item exclusive to you. Being able to adapt and think outside the box is a must in order to win this challenge. Happening Saturday, March 19th at 2 p.m. at the Sheraton Detroit Metro Airport. The entry deadline is February 27th. Register in advance by emailing us at tracy.n@motorcitylegacy.com and put makeup challenge in the subject line. Be sure to include your name, contact info, and samples of your work. More info at www.motorcitylegacy.com. As a bonus, stay tuned for an exclusive interview with Tracy and Adam from Motor City Legacy Horror Con and Film Festival later in the show. Some gaming news regarding Resident Evil 4. Via www.bloody-disgusting.com, until Capcom finally decides to reveal that rumored remake of Resident Evil 4, we have the fan-made Resident Evil 4 HD project. The mod overhauls almost every aspect of the game's graphics, improving the textures, models, lighting, visual effects, and more. The creators have stressed that this is not a remake, but a remaster of the original game. This is considered an improvement over Capcom's own Ultimate HD Edition that was released back in 2014 on Steam, which featured some upgraded visuals but still lacked in key areas. Not only are the visuals improved slash fixed, but the team behind the project has also fixed some lingering, quote, sound bugs and broken slash missing effects, unquote, which the team chalks up to the numerous ports of the game. To get this new remaster up and running, you'll need to own the original Resident 4 on Steam, either version 1.0.6 or 1.1.0. Then hit up the official HD Project page, download the files, and follow the directions on how to get things installed. And in case you were wondering, the HD Project won't affect achievements or game saves. And just in case you missed the earlier news, Resident Evil 4 VR has received an update that adds a bunch of new accessibility options to the game. You can find the trailer on YouTube. This news from the Myers House, North Carolina and Onset Cinema in Hillsboro, North Carolina. We're excited to announce a new Onset Cinema event. Find your killer on Friday, March 11th at Loyola University, aka Bayfield University in New Orleans. Join Onset Cinema for a very special screening event of Happy Death Day with special guest Rob Mello. We will be showing the movie outside on the Academic Quad, exactly where Tree's Loop starts. We will also be doing a special VIP filming location walking tour around the campus with Rob Mello to show fans where stuff was filmed and give some fun behind-the-scenes info and stories. The VIP ticket will also include an intimate meet-and-greet and Q&A with Rob, and Happy Death Day cake. After that, when the sun goes down and the killer is on the loose, we'll all hang out on the quad and watch the movie. Thanks to Loyola University, all student tickets with a valid Loyola student ID will be free to the movie screening portion of the event. This is going to be an incredible experience for Happy Death Day fans. So get ready. It's time to get up, live your day, and get killed. Again and again. For all event details and to purchase tickets, visit myershousenc.com/onsetcinema. An update to Horror Hound Weekend coming to Cincinnati. We are happy to announce that Ted Raimi will be joining the guest lineup for this upcoming Horror Hound Weekend Cincinnati, happening March 25th through 27th, 2022. Ted Raimi has appeared in such film and television series as Candyman, Evil Dead 2, Ash vs. Evil Dead, The Midnight Meat Train, Sequest, The Grudge, Xena Warrior Princess, and the original Spider-Man trilogy. Visit www.horrorhoundweekend.com for tickets and information. An update from Monster Mania Convention in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. We are very excited to announce that Warrington Gillette will be joining us at Monster Mania 49, which will be held the weekend of March 11th through 13th in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Warrington Gillette will be appearing all 3 days of the show. And for the first time at our New Jersey show, Warrington will be doing a special in-costume photo op as Jason, unmasked from the classic 1982 Friday the 13th Part 2 film. Warrington played the role of Jason Voorhees in the unmasked scene in the film. Don't miss your chance to meet Warrington Gillette at the show. Tickets are now on sale. Get more info at monstermania.net. We have this news from the Fandemic Tour coming to Atlanta. Fandemic Tour is a pop culture convention producer. Our motto is take care of the fans, take care of the fans, and take care of the fans. And now we have a very special announcement. Robert Englund, the original Freddy Krueger, is coming for you in Atlanta, March 19th through 20th at the Georgia Congress Center. Robert will appear Saturday and Sunday only. Autographs sold on site. Photo ops on sale now. Get more info at www.fandemictour.com. We have this update from Stillwell Manor in Anderson, Indiana. We are still having Cupid's Curse this year, but we are moving it to March 4th and 5th from 8 to 11 p.m. We can't wait to show you all some love. Love is going to get a grip on you at Stillwell Manor in March. Get more info at facebook.com/Stillwell Manor. And finally, this news regarding another season of Creepshow coming to Shudder. Via bloodydisgusting.com, the creep will return in Creepshow because season 4 from Shudder has officially been announced. Based on George A. Romero's iconic 1982 movie, Shudder's television series version of Creepshow is executive produced by showrunner Greg Nicotero. Shudder's Creepshow launched in 2019 and explores terrors ranging from murder, creatures, monsters, and delusions to the supernatural and unexplainable. Across three seasons now, Shudder series is always bursting with practical monsters and love for horror movies past. And we expect season four will continue that tradition. More Creepshow season four details as we learn them.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you have probably noticed over the course of this year so far, we have been talking an awful lot of convention news. We had Jen from Trans World on last time. We've been talking about some other shows that are going on in the year, and discovered this one coming up in their very first year. Excuse me. Coming up in their very first year up in the Detroit, Michigan area, going to be happening in March 18th through the 20th. It is the Motor City Legacy Horror Convention and Film Festival. A long name, but no doubt going to be a very, very cool show. I've got Tracy Noe and Adam DeFilippi on the line with us up in the Detroit area. Guys, are you with me?
Yeah, how you doing? Hey.
I'm losing my voice. The allergies are here, so hopefully I'll be able to talk through the rest of this interview, but let's talk about the Motor City Legacy Convention. That's kind of an interesting name. Motor City, of course, is Detroit, but where does the legacy fit in?
I want to leave a legacy of something, and what better way than a convention?
Yeah, can't argue with that logic there. That's some serious Mr. Spock logic there. Love it. But let's talk about the convention. It's March 18th through the 20th at the Sheraton Metro Detroit Airport. It's going to be what you would call a typical horror con with a lot of celebrity guests, a lot of vendors, a film festival. Tell us about some of the people you've got coming up that'll be meeting and greeting their fans as far as celebrity guests, selling autographs and the like.
Well, first of all, we're really excited about this particular lineup because a good majority of the guests have never been to this state before. They've never been a part of the Michigan horror convention scene, or really any convention scene in Michigan. So that alone has us very excited. But we got Christina Lise. She was Kyle in Child's Play, as well as Sci-Fi's newest TV series, Chucky. She was also in 90210. We just announced William Ragsdale. He was Charlie Brewster in Fright Night, and he was in that old 90s show, Herman's Head.
Love that show.
We got a Killer Clowns from Outer Space reunion with Suzanne Snyder and Grant Kramer. That's a reunion that has not taken place in Michigan in any way, shape, or form. And with that being such a cult film, especially these days, we're very excited about that. We got Pancho Moeller for all the Rob Zombie cinema fans. He was in 31 and his last film, Three from Hell. And many other people. You can see them all on the website and all the social media as well.
Sounds like a great lineup, especially for a first year. Now, Detroit has got an amazing haunted house scene. Do they not have an active
con scene. I mean, you know, this is really the first major convention I've heard coming to the greater Detroit area in a long time. What else do you guys have up there?
We have another convention that does mostly horror called Nightmares. We had Horror Hound try and come here years back.
That was a long time ago.
But it never worked out. There's a pop culture show as well called Astronomicon. It's run by a group of amazing people. They're mostly pop culture. They do a little bit of horror, but mostly they're run by Twisted. They're like a magic ninja group.
Right.
So it's a lot of those kinds of bands. And then comic books and Kevin Smith people and stuff. And then there's a Comic-Con here as well. And that's mostly comics, but.
Well, it just seems like a horror con in Detroit, being that you've got, you know, what, about 100 good quality haunted houses within a couple of hours from you guys. You've got Erebus, which is like the big daddy of all haunts up there. I think you've got Exit 13. I know you've got some other great haunts up there. And it just seems logical that a horror convention is needed in Detroit, and I'm glad you guys are there to fill the bill.
Yeah, we wanted to bring in new people. The con scenes we do have here, they bring the same guests over and over and over again. And we started as fans. Me and Tracy, we met as just fellow horror fans, and we attended a ton of conventions, even out of state, but many in Michigan. And that was sort of something that him and I were starting to feel, as well as just all the friends we made over the years. A lot of us were just going, it's all the same. It's all the same people. They're great. We love them all. They're awesome. Like, but yeah, like, where's the new blood? Like, you know.
Understood. As far as I'm assuming you're going to have plenty of vendors. Are these the same vendors that show up at these shows, or are these more, shall we say, horror and dark art related type vendors?
We have a lot of more towards horror and dark art. There are some of the vendors that hit all the conventions, like comics and everything else, that have signed up with us.
And we've known them from over the years.
Yeah.
We've, you know, befriended a lot of them through the convention circuit.
But we're sticking more to the horror and dark art theme.
Very nice. Go ahead.
No, just the custom pieces that, you know, people make that they can't find anywhere else is stuff we want people looking for when they come to our show.
Right. Do you still have vendor tables available, or are you sold out at this point?
We sold out a few weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations. Actually. So this is going to be fantastic.
We were maxed out at 61 spaces, and I was surprised that we sold out so early.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit about the film festival. You're going to be running films all 3 days, all night long, all day long. How is that going to be working out?
We're actually going to be running films all day for all 3 days, mainly from 9 to 9. Being a first show, and being that Adam's an actor and I specialize in special effects makeup, I'm prone to the indie scene we have here. So anything that was Michigan made, we were going to play if people wanted to put it in, whether it was horror or not, to support, you know, Michigan films. And obviously we have the awards version.
Yeah, the official selection we also have.
Yeah, the official selection. But we have over 91 films in the festival.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. Friday we're going 9 a.m. till, I'm going to say, around 10 p.m. Saturday we're going 9 a.m. till around, also 10 p.m. And then Sunday 8:30 a.m. till, I'm going to say, 6 p.m.
Wow.
So we had a lot of films lined up, shorts, features, everything.
One of the reasons the film festival is so long is we didn't want to turn anybody away. You know, Michigan independent film, there's a lot of us, but there's not a lot of opportunity for people to screen their work. And we wanted to do that.
Absolutely. You know, who knows who the next big horror person is coming up. And, you know, I know a couple of people who enter the films that they've made at various conventions and stuff, and they've graduated from shorts to doing feature films in some cases. And, you know, sometimes you just got to get, you know, you just got to sit down and rest your feet and watch a good horror movie after walking around and shopping and meeting all these people sometimes. So,
Yeah, exactly. I've gone to many conventions where they've had film festivals, and I've seen films before they even got distributed through major companies. You know, people are amazing with what they can come up with on a little budget. They just need to get out there and be seen.
And, you know, are there going to be any, say, Q&A sessions? Are there going to be any, like, special screenings? You mentioned Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Is that going to be shown with maybe the panelists doing a Q&A afterwards or anything like that?
Yeah, we have some pretty exciting panels lined up. We recently announced that we're going to have a Children of Elm Street panel. That's going to be with Mark Patton and Ken Sagos. Mark was in Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2. He was the lead Jesse. And then Ken was Kincaid in Part 3, Dream Warriors, and 4, The Dream Master. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to definitely be doing a Killer Clowns reunion panel. We're also going to do a Texas Chainsaw Massacre franchise panel with John Dugan and Ari Mihailov. John Dugan was he was the grandpa a number of times in the series. He was in the first film, the classic. He had a cameo in the fourth one, Next Generation. And then he was also in the one from a few years ago, Texas Chainsaw 3D. And then with him is going to be Ari Mihailov, who was Leatherface. And we couldn't possibly do this without Leatherface. He was Leatherface in the third one.
And we kind of lucked out on that because the 18th of this month, Netflix has the new supposed sequel from the original that's like 30 years or 50 years later, which ought to be interesting. And there's the video game coming out soon that has
Kane Hodder.
Kane Hodder doing the voice of Leatherface.
Yep.
Well, not the voice.
Well,
the mocap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Texas Chainsaw is kind of hot right now.
Yeah, we've had R.A. on the show many, many times. Tell him I said hello. He'll know who you're talking about. And,
all right, definitely.
And he is an absolute great guest. Loves talking to his fans. And I think we've had John Dugan on the show. And I know we've had Ken Sagos on the show. Ken also runs a very cool charity. So
Ken's, I haven't even met Ken yet, but just talking to him here and there, he's a pretty amazing guy. So we're really excited to have him.
Are there going to be any after-hour events, you know, with like, you know, costume balls or parties or anything like that?
Unofficial, kind of official bar party afterwards.
We got some little things in talks for some after-hour entertainment. But during the day on Saturday, we are going to have a children's costume party. Because we want to kind of bring a family atmosphere to this show. That's another thing with a lot of these conventions, not even just in Michigan, just in general. But a lot of horror conventions, I feel like, I don't think it's intentional by any means, but I think they kind of forget to include the little ones. I mean, I think a lot of horror fans started as kids, be it watching Goosebumps or Are You Afraid of the Dark, or maybe even a actual legitimate horror movie that they probably shouldn't have been watching. And we want them to be included, and, you know, we want to create a family atmosphere. So we're going to have a children's costume party. They can come in their costumes, and there's going to be music playing. We're going to have some raffles for them with some really fun prizes. And
face painters.
There's going to be a face painter. And it's free for, you know, it's free for anybody that, has admission to the show. The kids get in free. And I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be a really good time. I think they're going to really enjoy themselves.
Yeah, Adam's been working really hard with that. Me personally, what I wanted to add to the convention that I've not seen is a special effects contest for the local special effects artists.
I believe,
you know, kind of do it like the Chop TV show, where they're going to get a box full of stuff. They don't know what it is, but they have to use it and make it come out great.
I believe we mentioned that on the news just a few minutes ago, announcing that contest, and it is absolutely free to enter, if I understand correctly.
It is. And, we're going to be giving away $100 to the winner, and I believe it's the Mike. I might be wrong on the spell. Pronounce his name Spicoli. The Monster Makeup Manuals 1 and 2.
Ooh, nice!
You know, those are like some of the best material out right now for makeup artists.
Sure.
And you know, I met him, and I met RA both at Transworld. Meeting RA at Transworld—that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring him, because of how interactive he was with everybody.
Absolutely. And he goes to a lot of shows. So again, you're in for a treat having him at yours. So it's going to be a fun show, it sounds like, all around. Is there anything we haven't touched on? I know we talked about the guests. I know we've talked about the events, the makeup competition. How's the hotel? Has it sold out yet? Or do you still have rooms available at a special convention rate?
I do believe rooms are still available. Because we are a first-year convention and we don't have a proven track record, the hotel wasn't very inclined to do blocked rooms for the convention. That's something that I've already talked about that we're going to fix if this is successful as we believe it will be for future years.
Excellent. Can't complain about that. And as you said, vendor tables are sold out. So if you are looking to vend your wares at this, you'll have to wait until next year, it sounds like.
Yeah. One of the biggest things I've been having to do at least once or twice a day for the last couple of weeks is, you know, apologize to vendors because we don't have any more space. I hate the fact I can't fit them in there. Might have to look for a bigger space next year.
Well, that's what waiting lists are for. And of course, you know, you may have that eventual cancellation 2 days before.
Yeah.
And trust me, every show does it. So. And
yeah.
I understand Michigan is an open state right now, but will there be things like hand sanitizer or mask requirements for people coming in?
Absolutely. I purchased hand sanitizer for almost every single table that we'll be using. The mask, because of the venue, doesn't have the everyone has to wear masks.
We
request that people do, but the smaller rooms like the film festival room and the panel room, that's mandatory. People need to wear masks.
Right. Understood. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Give us the who, what, where, when, and why, the dates, the cost, and all the websites for more information.
Motor City Legacy Horror Convention Film Festival, March 18th through 20th in Romulus, Michigan, at the Sheridan Airport, Metro Airport Hotel. Prices range from 70 to the weekends to the lowest ticket at 25, I believe.
Friday's ticket prices are 30. Saturday is 35 and Sunday is 25. Those are for day passes
and 70 for weekend pass.
Excellent.
And everything that we just talked about, the film festival and the panels and the parties and it's all included. There's no additional fees for any of that stuff.
Yeah, the film festival, it's free to actually anyone who wants to view the films. The first couple of rows are going to be select for people that have wristbands that have attended the convention, so they have like priority seatings, but the films are free for anyone who wants to watch them.
Can't argue with that. Once again, that main website is
MotorCityLegacy.com.
Tracy Noe and Adam DeFilippi are the organizers of the Motor City Legacy Horror Convention and Film Festival coming to the greater Detroit, Michigan area, specifically Romulus, March 18th through the 20th. Go to MotorCityLegacy.com or search for Motor City Legacy on all the socials and you'll get more information. Guys, I wish you nothing but success for your very first year as a horror convention. Again, so many haunted houses out there. I'm hoping there will be a lot of haunts that are representing and vending out there. If you're a haunted house in the greater Detroit area, you need to buy a booth next year because, hey, this is your core audience. So once again, MotorCityLegacy.com. Guys, thank you for taking the time to speak to us here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
And once again, folks, my name is Drew Badger, coughing away with spring allergies. I hope I didn't disturb it too much. And this is the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.